AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says the U.S. is providing more help for Ukraine.
More shipments of defensive equipment are on the way as I speak. We're coordinating deliveries of anti-armor and anti-air capabilities with a wide range of our allies and partners.
Russia is denying responsibility for the deadly attack on a maternity hospital in Mariupol in Ukraine, saying it was staged to smear Russia. More civilians are being allowed to get out of cities. Polina Viktoraneva says her city was under bombing. Everything was horrible and noisy. A senior official says shelling has thwarted attempts to evacuate civilians from the besieged city of Mariupol. People on airplanes and public transportation will have to keep their masks on for at least another month. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The mask requirement was due to expire next week, but is being extended another 5 weeks. The TSA says that will give the CDC time to take steps that could lead to lifting the rule, one of the last vestiges of nationwide pandemic requirements. The CDC's already eased its indoor masking guidance, and critics have wondered why it's recommending people can be maskless in places like movie theaters, but not on planes. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says by definition, travel involves moving around, not being in one place where virus case levels are easily known.
If you're moving from one zone to another and you're picking people up from one zone to another, it's a little bit different.
And the extension will allow the CDC to figure out the best way forward. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The boys of summer are back. A source tells the AP players have voted to accept Major League Baseball's latest offer for a new labor deal. It means an end to a 99-day lockout and a full 162-game season. The plan needs ratification by all players. Stocks are lower at the close. This is AP News. A former coach at USC is going on trial on charges related to the college admissions bribery scandal.
Jovan Vavich was a celebrated water polo coach at the University of Southern California with a string of national championships. Now he's on trial for his alleged role in the college admissions bribery case known as Operation Varsity Blues. He's the only coach of the many implicated to challenge his charges in court. In opening statements in federal court in Boston, prosecutors say Vavich faked athletic credentials for at least two college applicants, designated them as water polo recruits in exchange for $250,000 from college admissions consultant Rick Singer. He's also accused of recruiting other coaches into the scheme. His defense attorneys say their client didn't intend to accept any bribes and that USC coaches were under pressure to fundraise. I'm Jennifer King.
The Republican-dominated Florida legislature gave Governor Ron DeSantis another victory in what some call his political culture war by sending him a bill to limit discussions teachers and businesses can have about race. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.